This is Your Health Kit. Your Health Kit brings you tips to answer your medical questions and might undo a few myths along the way. From the studios of KXRW and X-Ray.fm, I'm your friendly neighborhood family doctor, Rebecca Hoffman, MD, based in Vancouver, Washington. Today, let's talk about testosterone, the hormone popularly associated with strength, libido, and even aggressive behavior. But is it as powerful as we imagine it to be? Here's a reality check on this celebrated hormone. First, just what are hormones? Hormones are chemical messengers our bodies use to signal cells and systems to work properly. Testosterone falls into the group of steroid hormones, which influence metabolism, growth, reproduction, and stress regulation. Steroid hormones are not stored in the body, but are synthesized on demand. While men produce more testosterone than women, it is not a male hormone. Both men and women synthesize testosterone. In men, testosterone directs the development of masculine traits such as increased muscle mass, facial hair, a deeper voice, and sperm production. In females, the hormone estrogen drives feminine sexual characteristics like breast development and the menstrual cycle. Both men and women need testosterone for bone health, muscle health, mood, energy, blood cell production, sexual function, and libido. In other words, testosterone affects multiple systems, which means the correct balance is important. Too much or too little testosterone can lead to health problems. What are the signs of low testosterone? They may include reduced body and facial hair, loss of muscle mass, brittle bones, infertility, enlarged breasts, irritability, and depression. In men, testosterone levels peak in young adulthood, then naturally lower with aging, starting at about age 30, dropping about 1-2% a year. This is a natural decline and does not necessarily cause symptoms or need treatment. Should men get their T checked if they have some of these symptoms or as they get older? Not necessarily. Many conditions may contribute to those symptoms, among them kidney or liver disease, obesity, sleep apnea, and diabetes. What about bodybuilding? Can testosterone be used safely for that? While steroid hormones can enhance muscle mass and strength, the risks are great. Excess use can cause acne, hair loss, and blood clots. Over time, it can lead to heart, liver, and kidney damage, and even cancer. While testosterone does play a role in the sex drive, it doesn't act alone. Many men with low testosterone have a healthy libido. Other hormones affect libido as well, as do medical and life issues, stress, family or relationship problems, high cholesterol, diabetes or obesity, and certain medications affect libido too. The same is true for women. Women have naturally low testosterone, and so supplementation must be small. In the U.S., there are no FDA-approved products formulated for women. Using compounded products or products designed for men can result in excess levels and in irreversible changes like a deeper voice, baldness, weight gain, and fetal abnormalities if used when pregnant. There are plenty of stories on social media promising untold levels of energy and sexual energy, but while testosterone has been shown to improve sex drive in men with low testosterone, it has little or no role for men with normal T levels. For women, there is anecdotal evidence of improvement in libido, mood, and bone density when used in combination with estrogen therapy. Not everyone is a candidate for this therapy and should be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. That's where a visit to your doctor comes in handy. Your doctor can help determine what testing is needed and if hormones play a role at all in any symptoms you may have. If you are a candidate for hormone replacement, ongoing testing and oversight is needed to avoid complications. And that's your Health Kit tip for today. Hormones exist in a delicate balance. With guidance, hormone therapy can be used safely for those who need it. From the studios of KXRW and X-Ray.fm, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.